The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Bahamian people, how are you? How are you? It is Friday, the 17th of September, 2021, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Today's show is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue and the Real Property Tax Forgiveness Program continues. You still have time to save on your real property tax. Bahamian property owners can take advantage of waivers on their real property tax in one of two ways. One, bring your account to zero. Two, get a payment plan. This offer ends September 30th. 2021. For further information, email rptforgive@bahamas.gov.bs or call 242-225-5778. This is a toll-free number. And this message is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. And welcome to Friday, the 17th of September, the day after general election 2021. It's so much to talk about. My neighbor Reginald Raccoon almost talked me to death last night with the excitement about the election. And there was so much talking going on and so much we have to talk about today. So let me give you the call-in numbers. Remember, you can call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. You can also text us on the Guardian Radio text line at 422-GR96. That's 422-4796, and that is powered by BTC. Let me tell you what I want to talk about this morning. I'm not going to delve into it. I just can give you sort of the headlines, right? First off, election culture. One of the most striking things about it, my experience was last night, was what seemed to be a change in the way that the results were reported. Now, initially, I wanted to call it a devolution in reporting, right? That's like when something gets worse. But then I realized that maybe what we're seeing is newer reporters settling in with new technology and trying to apply them to an older process. I just wanted to point out to those broadcasters last night, if they understand the importance of indicating the polling division as you report it. See, that's why we have all of these tally sheets with individual polling divisions in them. So some media houses were broadcasting 3 out of 12 polling divisions, but not identifying which polling divisions they are. Now, here's what's implied when you do that. It's almost as if you forget that Bahamians are integrally involved in determining the count. They traditionally have had access to the raw data through the media and the tally sheet provided by the media so they could tally that very same information. You took that away from many of us. We were unable to use our regular tools that we use for diagnosing and prophesying and determining what the outcomes will be. I also think that you need a standard reporting procedure per station. It don't have to be across all stations, but all results should be presented in the same way. Let me tell you what else I want to talk about. I want to talk about the vote. Even though we have a 2017, we had a 35-4 seat spread, 35 seats to 4. And that is a landslide. That's what you call a tsunami. Or my meat-eating friends like to call a salami, right? But when you looked at what they call the popular vote, if you looked at the actual votes, the numbers, then you'd see that the FNM only garnered 60% of the vote, and the PLP garnered 40% of the vote in that 2017 election. So you look at that, you realize that that is not a landslide, not by any means. And so when we look at this year's results, when we look at what tentatively, you know, unconfirmed, 32-7, that appears like a landslide, a salami. But it's important to take a look at the actual vote count. I want to look at that, the votes per constituency. How much did the losers actually lose by? I think that's very important. And then the popular vote, right? How much did the FNM lose by? Here's why it's important at the candidate level. It's important so you could understand the areas. You know, you could understand, well, how much support did you lose? How much did you actually garner versus last year? And you want to get a sense of how far away from your opponent you actually were. And the same thing with the popular vote. It's important not just at the political level, but at the governance level. It's important for those people in administration to understand that they're not governing a PLP country just because they got the vast majority of votes. When they look at it at the end of the day, they actually came very closer to a split, right? It came, I think we may see it coming closer to 60-40 again, or maybe a little higher than that. But when you understand those numbers, you understand how you have to engage the Bahamian public, the type of language you need to use. You need to let your people responsible for community programs understand that this ain't PLP town, this ain't gold town, that a large number of voters in here did not vote for us, and that the way that we engage them is very important. We need to put the politics down, and we need to pick up the governance and policy talk. Then once you call in, who are the biggest winners, the biggest upsets, who legitimately lost their seats, and who just got caught up in the wave? And then I got another one here. I'm thinking of that guy, the Honorable Vaughn Miller. It seems like he got caught up in a wave, even though he was PLP. That's very interesting. And when you call in with your cabinet picks, we could talk about the first 100 days. And then if we have time, or we could start, it all depends on what y'all want to talk about, the other parties. Let's take a look at the COI and what they did. I just want to say right at the drop a pin right here and say, it's a little phenomenal what they did. And we got to talk to the DNA, and it's the UCM, the United Coalition Movement, or the United Coalition Party, as Cassius, Ali McIntosh, and Adrian Francis's Coalition of Groups and Independents. And so these are all of the things on the table. See, I got a caller on the line. Caller, I'm going to get to you right now. Caller, you are on the clock. Welcome to the day after.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
How you doing?
Sparky here, the one and only doggone Sparky.
Look here, Sparky, you don't sound like you went to bed on time.
Boy, my knee's still hurting. My ankle's still hurting. My head feels a little numb. And I always tell people, do not eat on empty stomach. It is bad for your gut.
Listen, that's what I tell people too. Don't try and plan the budget when you're broke. Thank you.
Don't eat on empty stomach. Drink some Guinness and some hog head.
No. Okay, Sparky. Listen, I gotta cut you right there. That's the worst policy advice I have ever heard, Sparky. That is the worst policy advice I have ever heard. I'm gonna say congratulations to the PLP supporters. Congratulations to the people who put the effort into supporting their party. They joined the team, they committed to the plan, they executed, and I know that you guys are proud of the effort that you put in. And even if a person like me who can critique the life out of the PLP, I can critique them till y'all tell me, just go to bed, Miss Green. But you should be confident that you put in to it. I got another caller on the line. Caller, you're on the clock.
Hi, morning, Aaron.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good. First time caller.
Awesome. Welcome.
I was trying to call you from yesterday.
Sorry about that.
I was trying to get a contact for the Chef Wade that was on, and the lady Jasmine that called in, and also a contact for you. I have like a whole freeze of water. I would like to be able to get you guys interested in.
Okay, so do me a favor. Leave your number with the producer or text the show at 422-4796 right now.
I'm going to send you a text.
And identify yourself so I can take that number with me.
Sure.
All right. Let's go to one more caller, then I'm going to go to some texts. Oh, sorry, ma'am. Go on.
I'd like to leave the number with the producer in any event.
Okay, do that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller. You still there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Sheldon Johnson?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I just think I'm somewhat happy that we have began this new transition. And I think, and the reason I say that is that the pandemic made an awareness of the bohemian economy needing absolute redress.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is that, you know, people have heard me advocate for well over a decade of our digital preparedness. COVID showed the deficiencies in preparation in spite of the announcement and pronouncements of government concerning this new digital transformation.
Mm-hmm.
We saw an emphasis on these new economic models, green, blue, orange, knowledge, conceptual, digital, etc. If we understand exactly what they are, we can actually begin a rapid transformation of the vehement economy where individuals talk about how do you pay for the 10%. It is simply embracing a growth strategy because as we move into these new models, they all are built on a big D, the digital. And so it requires very little capital for us to grow the economy and expand. You know, for instance, we talk about the hospitality industry and we say, oh, we need to get out of tourism. Well, you don't go from number 10 to number 11 or 12. And so we could have the opportunity to look at new digital models and expand the economy. And I think it's now time for behemoths themselves not to wait for government to actually do anything for them, but to advocate for the for what MPs are supposed to do, laws, policies, and programs.
So here's a question I have for you, C. Allen.
Yes.
Right off the top, what mechanisms, what types of organizations and mechanisms do we, the people, need to create right now to present to the government a viable platform for them to build policy from in terms of the conceptual economy and the tech economy?
Well, what we need is, I know I'm going to make an effort to see if other individuals that I know are competent in the tech field mm-hmm. will get together and make some recommendations concerning policies and laws that we need.
Mm-hmm.
What we do not need, though, however, that I've observed over the last decade, more accelerated recently, is a lot of the talking heads concerning the peripheral Google search environment advising government as to what to do. And so what we need is an infrastructural transformation that allow for these type of models to grow and access to capital. And it requires more policies than there is of law for access to capital, et cetera. But I think it's more for the chambers, the same thing, and I say respectfully for the chambers to actually take individuals with more depth in understanding the digital economies. And that, when I say digital, now there's two. There's a small d, and there's a big d for which the global economy is built on.
I know, but we can't go into all of that.
Right, I just say, but yeah. Once, I'm saying, when I say, if you get people that actually understand the big D,
yeah,
and you create that ecosystem for which, like you and Gardner, you know, in a proper ecosystem, plants yeah. would flourish. So if you create the ecosystem, the people would then be able to grow and flourish within that ecosystem.
Thank you so much, C. Allen Johnson.
Thanks.
I'm holding you to that. I need you to know I'm holding you to that. Let's go to one more caller, and then I'm going to get to the text. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller. You still there? Oh, I'm sorry. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller. One more. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Aaron Green.
Good morning.
The morning after the night before.
How you know?
The salami, eh?
But listen.
The salami come through.
No, pause. I am now sticking a pin, and I am refusing to allow people to call it a salami until we get the popular vote, until we get a breakdown constituency by constituency, because it makes a big difference.
A win is a win. A win by one. Doesn't matter. A W is a W. Right? Because it's a football. Let's go now.
But this we ain't playing football.
Just the morning after, big man has cried because they made a bad choice. The only smart choice one so far is one. It's like a year to come. He's going to get a pension. He's smart. The other one let people pull up their head, their ego.
You're saying that Vaughn Miller
was
the only winner because he crossed the floor in time to entrench himself
in
the PLP for an easy win?
A win is a win. Now he have a seat.
Okay.
Don't keep going. Somebody got to cross the floor and be a PLP right now. Because ego. They won't be independent and all this crap.
I mean,
the Bahamas.
I mean, I guess that's one perspective. But look here, I really want to get into this conversation, you know, because you sound like you just get off the plane from Sparta. But I don't want my country to run like that. I don't want it to run like war games, you know? But it's an interesting conversation you're having there, because I believe that Vaughn Miller may be the ultimate winner by leaving the FNM in time to entrench himself into a safe PLP win. Thank you very much, caller. Callers, I need you to hold the line for a second. I gotta get to these texts. The first text is this. Is that Solo singing that intro song? I want to hear that song. KB's song and Michael Pines turned into regular tunes without the election them. I love those songs. So the song I've been playing in my intro is a song called ACR by an artist, a Bahamian artist called Lucien. And I love it. I've said before I love it because it's not a politician song. It's not a party song. It's a people song. It's a song for the people, not for a candidate, not for a party, but a song for the people. But I'm going to let my producer know, and I'm going to connect to Nahaj, the hit back with Nahaja Black, sister show on the station. I'm going to get some of those songs on her playlist, her election playlist. Another text says, Brave should thank Gary Delancey for them songs he was singing on the streets. Is that the gentleman in the video with the acoustic guitar? Those were catchy and they were very authentic. I want to say they felt more authentic than some of the reggae and calypso-infused songs. Another text. This is a text denouncing the PLP at the start. After they fleeced the Treasury and Bank of Bahamas, I don't want hear no complaints. I mean, I'm not getting the impression that Bahamians are concerned about fiscal responsibility, accountability, and transparency. Or maybe they are, and that's why they voted out the FNM. Another text, I am not excited because there's a lot to do on behalf of the Bahamian people. We heard a lot of promises. Let's see what happens. Let's start with free testing and the VAT reduction pronto. I would like to see that promise of VAT now, 10%. Boy, I tell you, that was a big, big prediction by, well, a statement by Brave Davis, as in my list of the first 100 days. In the first 100 days, I think we should see a policy statement on taxation or a statement declaring their intent, their clear intent. No more promises. No more this is what we could do if. We need to understand what you could do now. Another text, talk about the low voter turnout. And you cannot say it was COVID. It was voter apathy. Older people and party supporters showed. A lot of people stayed away and both parties need to take heed. That's the question. Did the FNM lose votes because FNMs would rather stay home than vote for somebody else? That's why I was telling the people, you should opt to spoil your ballot. Because here's what happens for a lot of people. You go out there, you know you ain't gonna vote for nobody, but you know you're gonna have your say. You go in that booth, and by the time you get in that booth, you may change your mind. Or you may have had time to consider. You may feel that you're under depression. You may make a different decision. But you may make a reasoned decision to vote for somebody else. So go to the booth. The most important thing is that you get there. Okay, I see the callers on the line. I take a pause from the text messages. Caller, you're on the clock. Good morning, caller. Still there? Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Dwarf.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. You know, we have a new government, right? But we don't have a new day. And you see, you're the sponsor of your show, right? That's with property tax.
Department of Inland Revenue.
Right. Yeah, so they, I guess that forgiveness and thing, that's you know, they're going to have, that's going to change. So that you know, that's I guess that'll be the only progressive thing that the PSB do in terms of taxation. But they are in problems. You see, and you know, I like to see the media put them on blast for this. When they need to know about curfew,
mm-hmm.
Right? Need that gone, right away. Don't give them no honeymoon for that. The curfew and the powers of the emergency powers. These things that they could go and legislate. They don't need no honeymoon for that, right?
That's another thing I need to see in the first 100 days. I don't necessarily want them legislating, entrenching COVID protocol restrictions into ordinary legislation. What I'd like to see is a policy statement on the way forward in both COVID and from the healthcare perspective and the state of emergency from the legal and policy side, right? I think that's something that needs to be declared right away because I think it was reckless to allow people to think that a vote for the PLP is a vote for lifting the curfew or raising or getting rid of the state of emergency. Not only that, I don't think Bahamians have stopped to think about the implications of moving from a state of emergency to ordinary legislation in that way. We also need the PLP to understand that just because you got a 32-7 seat count does not mean that you've won the vast majority of Bahamians' votes. And so you need to come to us and talk to us about these policy decisions. Kermit, is that another caller on the line or same caller? Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I want to just tell the Bahamian great being.
Do me a favor. Could you speak up a little, please?
And I'm very proud of them.
Mm-hmm.
I believe soon, very soon, we'll have a third party that is very viable. It'll be a contentious contender that can.
Absolutely.
That we can have another leader. That we would definitely have other choices that we can make. And I was quite curious that if the COI can get me in at one, do you think a lot of those things that he promised, he said a lot of stuff, stimulus checks, land for the Bahamian people, he mm-hmm. talked a lot of about empowerment stuff for the Bahamian people. I think a lot of that was very catchy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Bahamian was hearing that really from the FNM or the PLP.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these are things that we need to hear as a people to move your people forward, to help them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we have a lot of bureaucracy in this land as it relates to so many things for Bahamians.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated him coming forward. I think if they had some time and tell me, maybe it might have been a different outcome, could have been a little more. But he did very well.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, congratulations to the PLP, the incoming government. And I just hope that they do what they say they want to do. And we'll be watching.
Absolutely. Thank you. You know, I want to say this. I want to send a good morning to Charlize Miller, the Coalition of Independent Candidate for St. Anne's. When I went out to vote, the PLP and the FNM had their big booths up, you know, and they had lots of people, the PLP had lots of people with them, and there was a COI table. And they had lots of their team members there with them, and they were in good spirits. And I spoke to them for a minute, right? And I can say this on air because people say I talk about the COI bad. I talk bad about them. That's what people will say. I gave a very strong critique. But, you know, I encouraged those guys out there yesterday because it's important to have people in the community working at a political level, regardless of their chances of entering the House of Assembly, regardless, right, of their chances of improving their proximity to that station of power. The people need it, and the people will appreciate it. And particularly at the beginning of your political career, your proximity to the people is far more important than your proximity to the House of Assembly. And so I want to encourage them. I want to encourage them. Now, I want you all to know I could encourage you, and you still going to get critique to pieces. Because when you take other people's lives into your hands, when you take their sympathy, their appreciation, their effort, when they put their lives in your hand, when they say to you, we want you to lead us, you can't play with those people. You can't make a mockery of those people. You can't take advantage of those people. You have to create an environment where those people can make healthier choices for themselves. And you need to support them when they need it. And you need to let them be when they need to be. And so I want to congratulate the Coalition of Independence for garnering so many votes. And that's one of the things I want to talk about. What does that mean for other third parties? Other parties, right, that the COI could come in and take so many votes in this first run. Kermit, I think now may be a good time to go to a break, and then when we get back from the break, maybe I go to the callers? Let me get one caller, and we go to a break. Caller, you're on the clock.
Yes, good morning, Aaron.
Good
How
morning.
Are you, morning.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Okay, did you go and spoil your ballot like you said you was going to do?
You asking me if I went to vote? Yes,
so
I went to vote.
You going to spoil your ballot?
Yes! Yes!
You know, a lot of voters didn't turn up for the election, and some of the fringe party garnered some support. But what I noticed working the polls yesterday, there were many persons that came into the polling station without wearing FNM paraphernalia. That's
mm-hmm.
why I know the government has lost, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because normally when your government is in power and people support you and believe in what you're doing, they're going to wear your paraphernalia.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll say this to you.
Yes.
Let Mr. Davis can't say more than what he said last night because the official count hasn't been done as yet,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's only a synopsis of what's about to come. But I'll tell you this. Let's wait till it's all completed. Mr. Davis is a good leader, and he has a plan, okay? Just give him the opportunity so he can present his plan to the Bahamian people.
Yeah.
So we all could be satisfied and see him start to move towards what he intends to do for this country.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's my music. We're going to a break, a much-needed break. So to my callers, please hold the line. To my Texans, I'm getting to you in a moment. Stay tuned to 96.9 FM. We will be right back.
Have you heard about the COVID vaccine raffle? If you are vaccinated against COVID-19, you can enter to win amazing prizes like food store gift certificates, hotel stays, beach excursions, and so much more. Even if you are previously vaccinated, you can still enter to win. The COVID vaccine is free, safe, and protects you from severe COVID-19 infections. Don't delay. Get vaccinated today and enter to win. Visit www.vaxbahamas.com to register.
I've been representing all my life. I'm getting ready to make it count this time. Since it's 2021 for your family line, you better get ready. It's about that time. So tell mama to be ready. Tell it to the whole family. The one that's 242, the count depends on you. So tell Teddy, go tell Bella. Mark it down on your calendar. Since it's 2021, this one's for everyone.
Celebrations usually happen after election. Let's celebrate responsibly. Remember, the COVID-19 virus is spread when you talk, shout, sneeze, without a face covering, so avoid large crowds and practice physical distancing. To reduce your risk of exposure, wear your mask properly, that is, over your nose and mouth. Be sure to wash or sanitize your hands often. Please be safe, Bahamas, by getting vaccinated and following all COVID-19 public health measures. Let's work together to protect each other from COVID-19. Our country depends on it.
This message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Health and this radio station.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are on the clock with Erin Green, and I'm going to get right to these callers that have been holding. Caller, you are on the clock. You still there? Good morning. I'm sorry you couldn't hold. Good morning, caller. You still on the clock? Still there? I see one more flashed up. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock.
A blessing. Good morning, Erin, and everyone who's in the land of the living.
Good morning.
Hey, little horse.
You turn your volume down for me.
All right, you can hear me a little better now?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. The people have spoken, Erin. All right? Whether it's a low voter turnout or a massive voter turnout, and low voter turnout, it has proven that the people have spoken. And I want everyone in this country to know that Mr. Philip Brave Davis, the Honorable Philip Brave Davis, is the Prime Minister. And we, you know, give him a chance. Give him a chance before he decides to call talk shows, text talk shows, and talk about him or the PLP. At least give the man a chance. The same way we gave Mr. Minister a chance, the same way we gave Mr. Ingram a chance, the same way we gave Mr. Perry Christie a chance, and the same way we give Mr. Finland a chance, give Mr. Brave Davis a chance.
Do it.
All right? I will not go on with that to say, well, anything else, I'm to that.
Okay.
But I will say this to my people. We all are one in this country. Whether we are FNM, PLPs, DNAs, whatever, we are one. And everyone who exercises their constitutional rights, right, whoever you vote for, at the end of the day, the PLP, the Progressive Liberal Party, is the government. And Ms. Green, yesterday, as I worked on Gladstone Road, with our team,
yeah,
from Tall Pines,
yeah, yeah.
Great team. Yesterday evening, when the election over, And I think I can say this on your radio talk show. The Seattle former member of parliament, Mr. Don Sanders, carry on, Ms. Green. You might have hold your head.
Okay, pause right there. I got you.
I'm going no further. I'm not going to, Ms. Green. I'm not going any further. All right? I know how far to go when I call a talk show. I ain't that crazy.
No, but keep up the good work. Yeah.
And everybody, we are one. We are one Bahamian. It ain't no PLP, FNM, DNA, coalition. We are one.
Look here, thank you.
And every time I call your talk show, I talk about in particular, the poor people or the less fortunate in this country. Well, I can tell you that's one thing, Ms. Green. I got my voice now, and I will continue and even more speak on behalf of them.
Thank you, DeWitt. And the people need you. So look here, I just want to touch on a couple of things you said. You said the people have spoken, right, even with the low voter turnout. But I want you to understand something, that the people that didn't turn up are also speaking, and they're saying something important. And the governing, not just the governing party, the royal opposition, and all politicians need to understand that those voices are as equally important as the voices that came out to vote. There is no telling people you didn't vote so you don't have a say. It does not work like that. The next thing is, you sort of said that we gotta give Brave a chance. Listen, I done start critiquing Brave from 12 months ago, from 24 months ago. He don't get no chance in this rodeo. This whole 4 years and 8 months away, 4 years and 4 months, that's called an audition. Critiquing from day one, that's right. We was critiquing from 4 years ago. Your time in opposition is your audition for governance. That's when the critiquing starts. Caller, you're on the clock.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Aaron, I was listening and heard someone speak about making the comparisons that the FNM took 20-plus years before they were elected into government.
Okay.
And some of the other parties, startups, should not expect the same thing
mm-hmm.
or the same result.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's not just that, sir. It's that the time in which the PLP and even the FNM came about, the time in which the PLP came about, these third parties have not gleaned or attached themselves or understood the current global social justice movements. They have not found an issue that galvanizes the people that they can attach themselves to. The PLP had it easy. Every black person in the world, every African in the world was ready for freedom. The PLP only had to be smart and join the right bandwagon. They only had to get on board. But these other parties have an even harder time of establishing a real identity that is more than we trying to be the Orange Party Slayer. We trying to take down the PLP and the FNM. See, the PLP didn't take down the UBP. The PLP was conveniently placed in a global movement to racial equality, right? That's what the PLP benefited from. But thank you very much, caller. I got to call this. I got to read some texts here. Another text. Good morning, Aaron. Oh, good day. Was trying to call in yesterday. Thank you. Got your text. Another text. We looking out for victimization from this PLP administration. Allegedly, it has already begun in Andres. Thank you. I will report that truck plate. There's a report of a garbage truck overtaking on a hill and blew his horn as if that was the proper safety procedure for overtaking on a hill in a garbage truck. Another text, morning, I believe that this election has officially started the rise of third parties. I believe in two more elections, a third party we see now will govern. Millennials and Gen Zs are programmed to seeing national debates. questions and answers, public discussion, and having strong youth representation. The rallies are fun and exciting, but youth understand that steps need to be taken to mitigate all the issues created by past administrations.
If you'd like to make a
there
call...
There needs to be a PM under 45. I am so sorry, caller, that I missed you there. Another text. Congratulations to the PLP. Congratulations to the Bahamas. Congratulations to all MPs. We need raw numbers, not merely percentages. Waste of money to acquire tally sheets. Even with actual raw score, government is for 100% of citizens, residents, and children. Since curfew could have been extended to midnight last night, I submit it should always be so, as well as the two missed independence post-pandemic observations should be no longer repeated. It's interesting. And I wish that we had gotten an explanation for that even. Good morning, Aaron in Bahamas. I don't believe that anybody wants to lose at anything. Hence, the Bahamian people have elected the PLP to form the next government and to manage the affairs of the Bahamas in the best possible ways. That would be beneficial to the Bahamian people. Yes, the PLP won the majority of votes, but I believe it is the Bahamian people who have won overall. Congratulations, and let's continue to build the Bahamas. Well, we have yet to see if the Bahamian people are the true winners of this election. We have yet to see. But the Bahamian people need to understand that they can't be winners unless they're willing to do the work. And no matter which, I said it before the election, and I'll say it now. Now that the PLP has won, it doesn't matter what your party colors are. The country needs you to put down party colors or wear them and join in with the PLP administration in governing the country. I see we got a caller here. I'm going to take this last call for the morning, and then I'm going to get through the rest of these texts. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock.
Mr. Green, I had to call back, man. Your last statement, right?
Yeah.
Man, you need to echo that over and over and over and over again about the social justice movement, you know, the international one. And what brought the PLP? It was a global movement. It had nothing to do with who the leader was. It had nothing to do with Lyndon Clinton. It had to do with the global shift, the social justice and the civil rights movement. Mm-hmm. And I keep preaching and counseling the third party that they can't be echoing the sentiments of the PLP and the FNM in opposition.
Mm-hmm.
They get it, the social movement, and that's the poor. In other words, their base got to be the poor.
Yeah.
The issues of the poor, the housing, the livable wage, and the like, but they won't listen. And only you in the media. So you need to go and lead the third party movement.
But look here, thank you, producer, for cutting that call. You almost make me believe you just now, caller. Thank you for that encouragement. But you know what I noticed from the advanced poll is how many party leaders voted in Kalani? How many? And how many MPs live in Kalani? Okay, I got to get to these texts. I promise you I will read them. Vaughn Miller took Alkita's seat. Morning, Aaron. Vaughn Miller got lucky twice. He rode the FNM wave in 2017 and now the PLP wave in 2021. He was not a good MP these 4+ years. Hopefully he will do better or he will... I don't understand that. But yeah, he'll do better or he'll hear about it. Another text. Aaron Vaughn Miller was always a PLP. His crossing the floor was a homecoming. Ah, I gotcha. Another text said, did Vaughn Miller win? I haven't seen one return from my Golden Isles constituency. I think the word is that Vaughn Miller won. Again, the results are still unconfirmed. You never know. Tomorrow morning, I could be the winner, the Chikchani party. Did Vaughn Miller win? Same text. Can someone lay out all of the promises by the PLP so that we can create our scorecard and start grading right away? Well, you could go to the PLP website and start with their 10-point plan. They actually have a very good plan. So you could look at that and sort of create your own scorecard, or we could find a group of bright-minded young political and social justice activists and advocates to design one. That would be a great idea. Good morning, Aaron. Love your intro song. Please confirm the artist and name of the song. Thank you. Again, it is ACR by Lucien. Have him on as a guest soon. Aaron, I'm an FNM. This FNM prime minister was too disgusting towards the Bahamian people. I'm so happy they lost their seats because there was too big. Minister, your era is over. We don't want to see your face anymore. But I will say this. Hopefully, we could get into this conversation tomorrow. PM called a snap election. He had 21 good days to win the election. It appears as if he wasted his time. Now, I want to know who really. Was it the PM? Was it the other candidates that thought that they could let him lose and they wouldn't lose also? It's very interesting. Another text. We ain't giving nobody a chance to it. We tired of one failure after the next and the constant disingenuous apologies. I hope Brave and Chester bring results and award contracts based on merit. No overpriced million-dollar contracts for $10,000 worth of work. Another text, and there are a lot of FNMs in my circle who didn't vote for the same reason. I'm an FNM, and I did not vote because I couldn't support Dr. Minnis this time around, neither the PLP, so I abstained. You got to think about spoiling your ballot, man. This election was a rejection of Dr. Minnis and the FNM cabinet ministers who did not stand up to him when they knew he was not doing right. Looked like the same thing that happened in 2017. Another text, tell the caller, do it. We are all one. When the PLP in, but not when the FNM in. Another text, good morning, you need to stop talking foolishness. I think that texter is talking to me. I don't know. Another text, morning, I agree with you that from your time in opposition, you're being groomed for leadership. If you're looking to be PM, that means you must be strong in opposition so we can have confidence in you. Always show us what we say counts with you. Let our voices be heard. Still wondering why Minnis didn't accept the debate with Brave. Boy, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. That may have been the thing that lost it. Aaron, that caller needs to move to Cuba. That's where socialism is. Listen, I didn't even get to my fourth page. And my fourth page is what went wrong. And I can tell you what I think went wrong. I need somebody to confirm this for me because I didn't read the official concession letter myself. But this is an excerpt that was shared with me. Quote, the people has asked us to be their loyal opposition. Close quote. That is exactly what went wrong, Minnis. Nobody asked you to be their loyal opposition. Nobody. Thank you for tuning in. Tomorrow we're going to continue the conversation. I have a lot to say, but we're going to share the mic. We're going to share the time. I know you guys have a lot to say. So stay tuned to Guardian Radio, your station for fresh news, smart talk, all day. Levon Miller is up next. I'm going home to consult with my chief political consultant, Mr. Reginald Raccoon. You guys have a great day. Stay safe and don't be braggadocious. Love each other. Practice empathy and sympathy and mindfulness and be nice and decent to each other today. Have a good day, Bahamas.